ABC Radio Australia.
Nominations for the position of Prime Minister of Solomon Islands will open first thing this morning in the capital, Honiara, with the election of the PM confirmed to take place next Wednesday. The Governor-General's announcement of the date comes as lobbying enters its second week, with a senior MP accusing the logging industry of interfering and funding his opponents in the race to form the next government. The former opposition leader, Matthew Wale, says that a well-known logger is funding the movement of MPs to a rival political camp, but several party leaders have rejected the allegations, instead telling Mr. Wale to lodge a complaint with police. Evan Wasuka has more.
Forming a new government is a straightforward mathematical process. Whichever group has at least 26 of the 50 MPs gets to form the government and vote for its choice of prime minister. Over the weekend, progress was made when our party, Kandere Party, Democratic Alliance Party and People's First Party signed a coalition agreement and announced their intention to form the next government. But that announcement has been overshadowed by allegations that their group is backed by loggers.
We are aware also that logging companies continue to be directly involved and they are supporting the other group. Logging continues to exercise great influence over the leadership selection process.
Matthew Wale is the leader of the Solomon Islands Democratic Party and a rival group that's competing to form government. This is Mr. Wale speaking at a news conference.
I'm aware that Johnny C, who used to be the president of the Solomon Forest Association, is the owner of Bulacan Logging Company, is especially involved in lobbying members-elect. This one him must stop. Logging him is spoiling too much government, lo country, and people are sick and tired of it, and yet they continue, and it is leaders in this country that allow them to continue to have that kind of influence.
Mr. Wale called on members of the public to question their MPs' motives, but questions too have been raised if they've been made for political reasons. Dr. Tasisius Tara Kambutaulaka is a Solomon Islands academic. He says he's worried about the claims.
You know, the way that he was talking about it implies that he was rallying people to incite against the other group if they do win the prime minister's position. And that's a concern, given that we've seen violence in the past in the process of forming government and the selection of prime minister. And I would do not want Solomon Islanders to read into his statement as inciting people to mobilize.
Dr. Kambutaulaka says politicians need to be cautious when making public statements. As for the coalition group in question, it's denounced the allegations. John Usuramo is the president of the Democratic Alliance Party, one of the coalition partners.
In as far as DAP is concerned, DAP will never involve in such illegal tactics. That is to use money, whether it's from logging or from private businesses, to lure members to its ranks.
Mr. Usuramo is urging Mr. Wale to lodge a complaint with the police if he feels the allegations are supported by evidence.
Wale could take all his allegations to the police so that those who are involved can be prosecuted. And also, it is important that when you are making such accusations, they should name those involved.
Joyce Conophilia is the president of the People's First Party, another coalition partner. Ms. Conophilia says the allegations are baseless.
My party, we have a very strong anti-corruption policy, which is one of our fundamental policies. So I do not see my members being involved in such activity. And I believe the other members as well. They're all mature politicians, and such allegations is quite serious.
Claims of interference and financial backing by loggers and big business in the election of the Prime Minister is not new and has been part of Solomon Islands history. Ruth Lilongula is the head of the anti-corruption group Transparency Solomon Islands. She says now that the claims have been made publicly, police must investigate along with the Electoral Commission.
It will be difficult to get, but we know that money passed around. I think in previous elections of Prime Minister, that figure that we were told did pass around is 250,000. That's the fee for moving candidates, for moving members across.
Those claims that thousands of dollars were paid to MPs in the last election were never investigated, however. Solomon Islands MPs will now elect the Prime Minister on April 24th.